And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 12th. Sad news with the release of the information that Neil Peart, the virtuoso drummer of the Canadian iconic band Rush, passed away at age 67 of a brain cancer. He was noted as one of the top musicians and one of the greatest drummers of all time. He died on earlier this week in Santa Monica, California, and was the musician who played the drummer, who played the drums, and he was also the lyricist in Rush. Neil Peart died at age 67. In other news, this week in 1965, Hullabaloo premiered on television, and the guest stars were The Zombies and Jerry and the Pacemakers. John Lennon and Yoko Ono cut their hair and donated it to a charity auction this week in 1970. Elvis Presley was promoted to sergeant in the U.S. Army this week in 1960. 7 years later, in 67, the first BN took place in San Francisco with Big Brother and the Holding Company and Jefferson Airplane performing. Diana Ross performed for the last time in concert with the Supremes this week in 1970, and it took place in Las Vegas. In 1973, Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii concert was broadcast live to a billion people around the world, but not in the United States, where it would air 2 months later on television. Alan Freed's first New York stage show included the Clovers, the Drifters, and Fats Domino, and it happened this week in 1955. In 69, the Monterey Pop Film opened in Los Angeles, California. Harry Nilsson passed away this week in 1994, sadly from heart disease. The Motown group signed the Supremes back in 1961. Originally, they called themselves the Primettes. Harry Casey from the Sunshine Band, was partially paralyzed in a Hialeah, Florida auto crash this week in 1982. He did recover, but it took an entire year. The Rolling Stones performed a cleaned-up version of Let's Spend Some Time Together at the request of Ed Sullivan this week in 1967. The TV show Happy Days premiered this week in 1974. In 1967, Roy Orbison's Fastest Guitar Alive movie, that also starred Sam the Sham, had its premiere in New York City. The Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles concerts, opened this week in Liverpool, England in 1957. In 1970, Scotland Yard confiscated 8 John Lennon lithographs from a London art gallery, claiming they were obscene. The first Guess Who record under that name was released this week in 1965, and Shaken All Over became a huge hit. Memphis, in Tennessee, declared Elvis Presley Boulevard this week in 1972. The first Led Zeppelin album was released this week in 1969. In 1965, Paul Simon dropped out of law school to become a full-time musician. Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1978. A Rolling Stones benefit concert this week in 1973 raised $200,000 for Nicaraguan earthquake relief, and Mick Jagger himself donated an additional $150,000. The 1962 Jimmy Clanton film Teenage Millionaire debuted this week. It included Jackie Wilson, Dion, and Chubby Checker. The Blues Brothers made their first appearance on Saturday Night Live this week in 1976. Bill Haley's Don't Knock the Rock movie with Little Richard and the Applejacks debuted this week in 1957. And in 1969, Pete Best's defamation lawsuit against the Beatles was settled out of court. In the studio, Elvis recorded All Shook Up in 57 and began recording his Memphis Sessions album, including Suspicious Minds, this week in 1969. The Buckinghams began recording Don't You Care in 67. Chase recorded Get It On in 71. Little Richard recorded Lucille in 57. The Doors cut their Absolutely Live album this week in 1970 in Los Angeles, California. And Elvis recorded Hard-Headed Woman this week in 1958. In birthday land, it's Glenn Yarbrough celebrating a birthday. He was born this week in 1930. Ray Price, born in 27. Carl Dopkins Jr. is 79. Bobby Lester from the Moonglows, born in 1930. Jack Jones is 82. Clarence Carter, 84. Jim Stafford is turning 76. Barbara Lynn, 78. Chris Montez is 77. Mick Taylor, one-time member of the Rolling Stones, he's 71. Eartha Kitt, born in 1927. Bobby Goldsboro is 79, and David Ruffin from The Temptations, born in 1941, and Lolita, who sang Sailor, born this week, 1931. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 12th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, and then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.